past few years, interest in NCAA women's basketball has increased seemingly exponentially. Last year, the women's championship game between Iowa and LSU had almost 10 million viewers, which showed a 103% increase from the previous year. At IU, this increase is just as evident. This season, average home game attendance is over 10,000 attendees. That's up from an average attendance of only 3,600 in the 2018-2019 season only 5 years ago. IU Athletic Director Scott Dolson credits much of the team's newfound attention to head coach Terry Morin. He said that Morin has created a consistent and competitive team that has garnered viewership through its skill.
Yeah, I'd say here at IU, you know, I think our growth is, you know, directly attributed to Coach Morin and her staff, and then ultimately the players who make it all happen. But she's recruited really well and really built on a program that's not just built on one player or two players, but built on a system. And whenever you can build a system, then you can kind of have a philosophy that you recruit to, and then you can create consistency in winning success. And I think that's what, you know, Coach Morin gets all the credit in the world for in doing here. And then at the same time, I think women's basketball just nationally through great coaching and great players, great games, great coverage, where people have really been attracted to watch, you know, last year's NCAA tournament run and everything that happened with LSU and Iowa, you know, I think was really a great thing for women's basketball in general. And I think that's helped programs all over the country.
IU women's basketball has sold out two home games in program history. The first happened last year when over 17,000 fans packed into Assembly Hall to watch IU play Purdue. The second sellout was a couple weeks ago when IU played Iowa. Tickets for the Indiana-Iowa game sold for an average of $353, according to the Herald Times. The increasing number of fans attending games at IU led the athletic department to create a season ticket section and to charge for parking outside of the stadium. Scott Dolson says that the athletic department is implementing these changes to try and grow with the program.
Yeah, last season, the growth of the attendance at every game really came about sort of a little more quickly, I guess, during the season, and we couldn't just pivot and start assigning seats throughout the season. So we met towards the back end of the season and looking towards this season and trying to figure out what can we do to make the best fan experience possible.
Dolson continued to say that he hopes the women's team can one day earn as much revenue as the men's team.
You know, if you'd have told me 10 years ago that, you know, we potentially could average 10,000 fans a game at our women's games for a season, you know, if you had told me that 10 years ago, I would have never believed it. So if you'd say at some point, can the women's programs across the country, but specifically here at IU, have the same or the same revenue stream as the men, or to have the same television ratings, yeah, I'd believe it for sure. I think that's the path we're on. That's what we hope to do.
Regardless of the money earned by the program, Dolson is proud of the progress they've made. He says that they are a model for other teams around campus.
I think it's been a great thing, and it makes me feel, I'm just really, really proud and happy. I know there's a lot of people who put a lot of work into it, and it's great to see that work provide great results. And our women's basketball team is a model for some of our other programs to really try to emulate what they've done or copy what they've done to build their program.
On February 22nd, Iowa and Indiana fans made the trip to watch IU women's second ever sold-out home game, where Indiana beat Iowa 86-69. The Indiana-Iowa game matched up two of the top three teams in the Big Ten Conference. Just looking at Indiana's Mackenzie Holmes and Iowa's Caitlin Clark, there were multiple record holders on the court. Mackenzie Holmes holds the IU women's record for scoring. Caitlin Clark, who just announced her entry into the 2024 WNBA draft, is the all-time leading scorer in Division I basketball. Out of 32 regular season games Clark played in, home and away, 30 were sold out. Danielle Patterson, a former Indiana player and current grad assistant at St. John's in New York City, said that the overall skill level of the players in women's college basketball is a driving factor of the increased viewership.
Well, I think girls are now doing things that they haven't done before. Like, I'm not going to say like dunking, because I feel like there have been people in the past that have dunked. You've had like your Lisa Leslies and your Candace Parkers and your Brittany Griner. So that's not necessarily new. I do think the skill sets and the positions are changing. I think you're starting to have like positionless basketball. So you have guards and posts that can, you know, you have posts that are like guards that can dribble and shoot and do all. They're not like just basic post players anymore. Also, you also have, you know, this rising media attention. So before, you know, we weren't getting as much attention. So how would you know what the product is? Whereas now you look at like the South Carolinas and the LSUs and how much attention that they bring and other programs as well. I'm just using those two as examples. IU. And you're like, wow, like this product has been good all along, but now it's really getting televised. And it's hard to really support something that you don't see a lot of. If it's not on TV, if it's not put in a way or placed in a way where people can actually view it, how are they going to know what the product is?
Patterson started her college career playing at Notre Dame. She transferred to IU her junior year. Then she transferred to St. John in 2021 to finish her final 2 years of eligibility. She thinks that social media and NIL deals, which allow players to make money off their name, image, and likeness, have also played a huge role in the advancement of women's basketball.
I mean, I started playing when I was 5. So when I was coming through, especially like AAU, before you get to college, social media was playing somewhat of a part. I feel like it's playing an even bigger part now than what it ever has. And I think that's elevated the eyes that have kind of turned to look at women's basketball, because now you can just open your phone and you can basically look up anybody and kind of find out whatever you want to about your favorite players. Where a few years back, you had social media, but I feel like when I was in high school, it might have not been as a big thing. It was a big thing, but it wasn't as big as it was now. So just kind of seeing that evolution. And also now with NIL, I kind of got the tail end of NIL. So let me see. I think I got 2 years of it, maybe 3. Whereas, you know, now kids are coming through and they're getting like multi-million dollar deals to, you know, buy this drink company or this food company. So I think that's been a big turnaround too for women's basketball.
Over 15% of all NIL deals go to women's college basketball players. LSU's Angel Reese has been making headlines for receiving the most NIL deals of any college basketball player across men and women. Regardless of the reason for the viewership spike, Patterson says it impacts the energy and performance of the players.
You definitely feel it when people are behind you and they've taken the time out of their Thursday night or their Saturday night or their Sunday night and said, I could be doing anything else, but I chose to come here to this basketball game and bring my daughter, bring my son, bring myself, my spouse, whoever, and watch a women's basketball game. Like, how could you not want to put on the best show that you possibly can? And that, I mean, that speaks volumes on both sides, that you're giving your all as a player and people are giving up their time to come and support you. So I think that just kind of sums that up, and you just feel it. It feels different.
The increased viewership of women's college basketball is clear when looking at past championship games. In 2014, Notre Dame played UConn in the NCAA championship game with around 3 million viewers. The game was one of the most watched of all time. Now, less than 10 years later, the 2023 NCAA championship game between LSU and Iowa garnered almost 10 million viewers. Fans credit the league's attention growth to players and coaches' attitudes. Lori Bellinger came to the Iowa-Indiana game with 4 generations of family members. She said that the family loves coming to the women's games because of the electric atmosphere.
Just really being here, feeling the electricity in here, seeing the smiles on everybody's faces. Everybody was so kind, waiting in line, and we're ready to see this game.
Cassidy Harris, a childhood friend of number 22 Chloe Moore McNeil, also attended the Iowa-Indiana game on the 22nd. At the game, she said that she loves watching the team because of the way they work together.
Your favorite part about the Indiana women's basketball team?
I think how they play as a team. I think that they have great girls on their team, and just being able to watch them all go out and play as a team together, it's really, an awesome thing to get to experience.
The IU women's basketball team will be playing in the Big Ten tournament starting this Wednesday, March 6th. This year's tournament is the first ever to be completely sold out. They will also play in the NCAA tournament starting on March 20th. With the skill in the game this year, it's impossible to guess who will come out with the trophy. For WFHB, I'm Elise Perry.